What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversity into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel from YourSoulGuidance.com. And you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. This show is all about soul, about your soul, how to activate your greatest potential, express your talents and gifts, and leap into your biggest dreams. And today we're going to have such an amazing show because we have a very treasured guest, Alison Spellman, the founder of Unleash Your Voice. And she's going to join us and share her incredible story of how you can embrace your true self and live your life on your own terms. So if you want to reclaim your true authentic voice, or you think that you're not being good enough, or you lack self-worth, or you repeat the same story over and over, maybe just with different characters, but still the same, Alison Spellman has been there, and she broke with it, all of it, for good. She's just such an amazing woman, and I'm so honored to know her, and I receive her newsletters, and they're absolutely my favorite stories of the week. So I can't wait to introduce you to us, to her, to you all. So stay with Your Soul Guidance. We're live each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 Central and 3 Eastern Time. But before I get into this beautiful story of Alison, I want to tell you that I'm so happy to be back. I just returned from a five-day trip to Holland with my family of seven, with our five kids. And mind you, I was actually in Holland 2 weeks before that. And the point I want to make is that my mom told me when I was there 2 weeks ago that she was going to celebrate my dad's birthday, his 85th birthday. And suddenly I heard that voice inside of me saying, you should go. I mean, we live here now for 10 years and we've missed every birthday of my dad and my mom. And I heard that familiar voice inside of me, the voice of my soul saying, you should go. Of course, my mind was arguing like crazy, saying, you know, this is crazy. It's just before Christmas. It's way too expensive. You have just been there. So there were a million reasons not to go. And I talked with my husband and he had that same urge, like, you know, I think we should just do it. Anyway, we went and the universe really worked in our favor. The day we booked our tickets to fly to Holland, they were $400 less. And I just want to give you the moral of the story, which you probably already get, is when you have a decision to make and you're at that point where your mind starts arguing, like you shouldn't take that step or you shouldn't call or you shouldn't do it because there are too many reasons not to, but you feel that deeper calling. And I'm sure Alison will tell us all about that authentic voice. And as I call it, the voice of my soul, I would just say do it, because I think what we just did, I just returned, and as my mind said, you're going to be stressed out, it's way too short time for Christmas, I feel better than ever, and I think I've done the best thing I could ever do for my family and for my dad. So go for it. Whatever decision you want to make, listen to that voice. So let's not wait any longer and tell you about Alison Spellman, because she knows all about the soul and following that voice inside of her. Alison Spellman, she's the founder of Unleash Your Voice. She's a freelance writer, speaker, and mompreneur, an empowerment coach. And she's dedicated to helping women redeem and unleash their authentic voice loudly, boldly, and unapologetically. She's the creator of the Sheeple Reform School, and she designed it to free women from unknowingly subscribing to like a herd mentality, following the crowd and unintentionally undermining their own identity and voice. Alison's passion is fueled by overcoming her own story for settling for less and subscribing to what she calls the cult of captivity. Distorted underlying beliefs we unconsciously worship and blindly follow, and I know we all have them. And these beliefs came out in various ways for her, like eating disorders, compulsive shopping, abusive relationship, job hopping, yo-yo dieting, and unknowingly joining a religious cult. When Alison decided to leave the cult-like religion and everything behind in New York, including her marriage, that's when she truly began to live. She started living a life she owned rather than living a life full of expectations and self-sabotaging beliefs. She rose like a phoenix from the flames, and not only did Alison completely rebuild her life in her mid-30s, she reclaimed her true voice that was silent for so long. And a year later, she built a successful business, she coached hundreds of women, and married her soul partner, and she's now a proud mom. So let's bring her on. Welcome, Alison.
Oh, thank you so much, Saskia. And I just want to say what an absolutely lovely presence you have.
It's so great for you to be here. And I think also today is a beautiful day for you because, and you, I'm sure you're going to share with us what's happening today. I mean, it's a birth of something else today. But before we go into that, Alison, I ask all my guests, like, what happens when we say goodbye to our old small self and we say hello to our soul? Have you experienced that turning point?
Absolutely. And what happens? And it is such a, you know, it's almost hard to put into words when you have that kind of turning point and you open up to possibility and really let your greatness that has been held captive for so long be free. It is absolutely amazing. And one thing I wanted to go into, which led to my own awakening, was my self-discovery of a term that I came up with, was how I was held so tightly by what I call cults of captivity. Mm. And what cults of captivity are distorted underlying beliefs that we unconsciously worship and blindly follow. I know you read that in my bio, but that was really how I lived until I had my turning point. And, you know, people ask me all the time, well, how did you come up with cults of captivity? What does that mean? And I actually found that inspiration from the Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Mm. And normally, when we think of cults, we think of a devout group of people, many times characterized by the outside world as maybe strange or odd for whatever reason. Usually people we cannot relate to their way of life or their way of being. Well, what I found out when I looked in Merriam-Webster dictionary was that the definition of a cult is a great devotion to a person, idea, object, movement, or work. So I started to think about that, and I started to look at my life. And, of course, I'll get in a little bit later. I know you shared in my bio how I once belonged to a cult, and I'll go into that. But I started to think about my life and my overall theme. Yeah. And I realized, going back to that definition of a cult from the dictionary, how much I really worshipped man-made ideals, society standard, and how much I would believe or take on another person's opinion over my own. And of course, there's absolutely nothing wrong with appreciating things or putting teachings into practice. I wouldn't be doing what I was doing if I thought there was obviously something wrong with that. And of course, you know, always being open to someone else's advice. We should always be open to learning and expanding. But Saskia, what I was falling into was worshiping these ideals and things. They became my end-all, be-all religion of sorts, and I expected them to save me. And let me tell you, I sure had a lot of, and I put this in quotations, a lot of saviors in my day.
Yeah.
And what happened was I was muting my own voice, and I unknowingly gave up my identity, and instead of being devoted to my truth, I devoted myself to these different cults of captivity. And the result of that was keeping my truth hostage through things that you mentioned, from unhealthy relationships to obsessing about food and my weight and my body, job hopping, always, you know, never being content or satisfied. My eye was always out there looking for the next bigger, better deal. I ended up living outside my means. Here I was, you know, drowning in debt, but I would go out on compulsive frivolous shopping sprees. And it was just so incredibly exhausting. And the best way I described my life was that it just became an embellished dog and pony show. And what I had yet to discover at that time, which I did discover, was the real reason why I was so greatly influenced by outside forces. And it had to do 100% with the fact that I was not grounded with my core and my truth. And that all came from a place of unworthiness.
Hold that thought, Allison, because we're almost heading to a break, but I think it makes so much sense. And I love how you explain that so well, because yes, of course, if we are disconnected from our true self, you know, yeah, of course, you know, you go on a shopping spree and you go yo-yo dieting. And, you know, in a way, it's almost logical, right?
Exactly. And those things aren't bad. It's all about the why behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're almost, as I said, going to break, and we go further. It's my favorite topic. So it's so interesting. But, you know, we will talk more about it. And to all of you, if you're listening and you have a dream, or you want to write that book, or you want to start a business, or you want to find your soulmate, or move to Italy, or have a baby, or lose 50 pounds, and you think, who am I kidding? You are not kidding anyone. Make sure you live that dream out loud. I've created the 21-day roadmap free training, and you can get that at www.yoursoulguidance.com. In the break time, if you're behind your computer, you might want to get that, yoursoulguidance.com. Stay tuned. We will be right back with this amazing woman, Allison Spellman, who will talk more about her turning point. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Roel, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia and our amazing guest, Alison Spellman, who is talking about how to unleash your authentic voice. But before we go on, Alison, how do people connect with you? What is your website? Do you have any new events to promote? Or please let everybody know.
Yes, I'll let my voice be heard. anyone can reach out to me or learn more about me and the work that I'm putting forth into the world by visiting www.unleashyourvoice.com. And actually today, because I know you brought up at the beginning, yes, I did birth something today. It's very special. But I just released my new book. It's called 40 Days of Voice Redemption, a daily devotional to unleash your authentic truth. And the book was inspired by my own personal journal entries during my own journey of voice redemption. And, you know, I picked up my journal one day, and sometimes we forget where we came from. And I picked up my journal, and I started to look at that, and my heart was just overwhelmed with gratitude. It really just brought me to tears. I was like, wow, I need to share this. I need to share this with other women, because this, me connecting to Source, inspired me so much to elevate my level of self-awareness to unleash my voice. So I took those journals and I transcribed them and turned them into a daily devotional that I released today.
So say your website again, Alison, so I'll make sure that people know how to, if they want to, you know, tune into that, know where to go.
Sure. It's www.unleashyourvoice.com.
Alison, what if I just want to make sure everybody who listens gets it, because unleash your voice, I mean, it's a big, you know, it's something big, but it hasn't only to do with, like, speaking, right? What is it, unleash your voice?
That's a good question. Unleash your voice means to let your authentic being, your truth, shine brightly and boldly. I think that if you go to actually my website, Unleash Your Voice, you'll see that my logo has splashes. It almost looks like paint being thrown on a canvas. And that's kind of how I think of the word unleash. It's like your time to color outside the lines, to make your mark on the world however you authentically want to do it. And that's what I mean by unleash your voice. I mean, for so many of us, including myself before, I kept my truth hidden. There are parts of it that I was ashamed about, or I was fearful to share because I was such a people pleaser. I didn't know if what I had to say or if how I said it would be quote unquote proper or the right way to say things. I was so desperate to be liked and to be deemed worthy that I really changed who I was at the drop of a dime. I became a master chameleon. I became what I needed to be at that certain situation and for that certain person. So I kept who I was so under lock and key. And unleashing it is no longer putting restrictions or boundaries on who you are, but instead you just be. And that is such a breath of fresh air. It releases all the worry, all the fear, all the less than beliefs about yourself. There is no other freeing way to live than in the moment.
You know, it makes me think. I watch with all my children. We watch The X Factor. And talking about unleashing your voice, and these three finalists yesterday, I saw them. And I mean, here we talk about singing, but the way, I mean, I've seen them from the beginning where they're now, they're truly authentic. And it really makes me think, like, you know, when we stand on that stage and we're so shining our true self, our authentic voice, it's just, it brought tears to my eyes to see how beautiful we are if we do that, right?
Exactly. And those are the people, you know, I know you're talking about the X Factor and even, you know, reality shows. I know people love them or hate them, but we always connect to the people who are authentic and real.
Yeah. Yeah, but how come, Allison, that our voice, you know, where does our voice go? Why do we let go of it?
Well,
how does it become muted?
Right, exactly. And there's so many different ways, but especially as women, we're bombarded with such an onslaught of messages from the media, society, and others telling us what we should have or who we should be. So what is the underlying theme there? It's that we're not good enough or something about us just isn't right. So again, we start to allow these outside forces to influence our beliefs, and we begin to find different ways to fill that less than void. So we begin to accept opinions as the truth, and we ignore our intuition, which I believe is the greatest, greatest guide that we can possibly have, is our intuition, our inner voice. And because we ignore that, we start to unconsciously worship, again, harmful beliefs. And so much, and I go back to this a lot, Saskia, is really dig in all my processes, too, that I coach and I write about, is always getting to the why behind your actions or the why behind your beliefs. Because it really comes down to, are you living a life of expectations or are you living a life that you own? Are you living your life on your terms or someone else's terms or what you or how you think you should be living? And where did that come from?
You know, and I think, I mean, you've made that point a few times. It's really about awareness. We're not even aware when we don't.
Exactly. Because we can go on autopilot for so long, just going through the motions of life. And that's why even with the book that I'm talking about, every day you get connected to source, you get connected to yourself and start peeling off the layers of an onion. That's the best example I can think of it, because we build up many thick, callous layers over the years. And we have to start taking off those layers to reveal the beauty and the true core that's underneath there.
Yeah, but why, you know, it fascinates me. You think, like, women struggle more with their authentic voice? Do you think that?
I think men and women both struggle with it. Because I coach women, and, of course, myself being a woman, I see so many common themes that come up. I think, especially with the images in the media and what I call airbrushed ideals, so many times we try to live up to these pictures or images, and what we realize is that those images are airbrushed. They don't even exist. So we're trying to live up to something that doesn't even exist. That's impossible. And I find with women, too, because I know most of the time I see four pretty common themes that women have in with struggles. And one of those is just taking time for themselves. I really try to help women understand that it's not being selfish to take time to focus on you and your own personal growth. And it's the greatest gift you can give your son or daughter, your husband, your partner. A lot of times women think, wow, if I take time for myself, then I'm being a less attentive mom, wife, partner, or daughter. But that's not true. I always say when you're connecting to your purpose and honoring your authentic truth and working on your personal growth, you will be more engaged with the people in your life. And guess what? You're going to inspire them, too. And that's one of the greatest gifts that you can give them and one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself. And another struggle that I see women succumb to a lot is being so blinded with busyness.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, as women, we have a lot to do and a lot of people to take care of, but busy energy is really a break in your intimacy. And what I mean is the intimacy with yourself. We try to be so many things to so many people that we get lost in the mix. And then what happens? Our needs begin not to matter. What we want gets pushed to the back burner. All of a sudden, we're drowned out with all these thoughts of, wow, I can't. So we start to believe what is on our hearts is not that important anyway. And many times we create busyness as a way to not connect to ourselves because we are so drowned in fear. So I always tell women to slow down. Breathe in life. And let me tell you, there's 168 hours in a week. I'm sure you can find some hours to reserve for yourself.
I love that. So we're heading to a break. So we're going to go in that more. So everybody who's listening, we have Allison Spellman here talking about Unleash Your Voice. And her website is unleashyourvoice.com. And to all of you again, of course, listen to your soul. If you hear that faint knocking in the background, that's your soul calling. We all have a special path to follow. And you know that if you ignore that, your soul might do some crazy things to get your attention. And I really love for you to find the joy of listening to your voice and leap into your biggest purpose and start to follow that heart's desire. So you can get the 21-day free roadmap to your dreams at yoursoulguidance.com. And when we come back from the break, we talk more about Allison Spellman, about unleashing your voice. We'll be right back.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Hi everyone, I have to smile, I get so in this Christmas mode, Christmas mood actually from all the songs. I'm sure you enjoy that too, I do for sure. And we have this beautiful day on the East Coast, it's warm, I think it's like 60 degrees, but it's Christmas time. Anyway, we have Alison Spellman here talking about Unleash Your Voice, and I want to give the word to Alison and tell people how they can reach you and also how they can get your new book, ebook.
Sure. I know what you mean about the music. I want to keep singing Jingle Bell Rock. Yeah. It's hard to get out of your head. Christmas music makes me happy. But to answer your question, anyone can learn more about me and also check out my book and purchase it at unleashyourvoice.com.
Before the break, Alison, we were talking about, you know, how hard it is to take time for ourselves and especially as women. And I know, I mean, you're a mom now. How has that changed you? And are you still able to take time for yourself? How do you deal with that?
Do you know how crazy I was? I actually launched my new brand, Unleash Your Voice. I've been coaching women for a while, but I actually launched this new brand three weeks after I gave birth. Is that crazy?
Talking about being passionate, right?
Exactly. I mean, it was hysterical. I was taking my publicity photos that you see on the website 3 weeks after I gave birth. So I was like, you know what? This is it. This is who I am. This is where I am right now in my life. And thinking about the old Alison would have never done that in a million years. But but I loved it. It was so incredibly freeing. And to answer your question, it really is hard to put into words the joy, the wonderment, the amazement of being a mom and the kind of love that you feel for your child. But yeah. It has absolutely changed my life and perspective because I learn something new every day by watching my daughter. And I think what I think about the most is looking at her and seeing just how pure she is, how all the the thoughts or the self-inflicted beliefs of I can't or I won't, how that's not even a part of her existence. Right now she's standing on her own and she's trying to take the first little steps and, of course, she's falling down, but it's not like that stops her. She just keeps on trying. And I always look at her going, wow, like that's what being in the moment, the pure moment, really is. Just to concentrate the task of hand. And I love watching her because, of course, she just laughs when she's genuinely happy and she cries when she really wants to cry. There's no interpretation attached to anything yet.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, I think anytime that you watch children, you can appreciate that. And I think the thing that I love the most is how much she takes me out of myself, which is a good thing.
Isn't it amazing?
Let me tell you, it is. It's amazing.
It's amazing how your world. I remember when I gave birth to my oldest, my son, how everything changed suddenly. it was the focus from me was gone. It wasn't about me anymore. Life took a complete turn. But with that said, as you make the point, we have to make sure we take enough time, we care for ourselves, and even be that example, I guess, don't you think?
Exactly. And you know, there's times that I just have to tell my husband, I'm like, you know what? I really need to take a break right now. I need to walk away. I need to go and pray. And that's exactly what I do. I would say definitely that was my biggest challenge when I first became a new mom, was trying to find the time for myself. Yeah. And then I realized, you know what, if I don't make that time for myself, then I'm not going to be, as I mentioned before, as an engaged and connected mom as I possibly could be. And I had to start looking at it as like, this is not time, again, to be selfish. This is selfless time so I can serve my daughter and serve the world in a big way. And it really comes down to sitting down and finding a way to make it happen, because we're not victims of our circumstance. We are responsible for our own life. And if there's a will, we will find a way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's you know, it reminds me when I, you know, my first one, I forgot about all about myself, basically. And when I got my fifth one, I knew so well what not to do. But it was stumbling and falling. And I looked back and I thought, oh, my gosh. I mean, I completely forgot about myself. There was just no me, because it was all wrapped around a baby. But it's an enormous big change, I must say. So you've gone through that, but I'm still.
Oh yes, and it helped me to find humor in the situation, because many times I'll be like, even during this interview, I'm surprised I'm not like this now, but I've had plenty of interviews. I was holding her in one arm. I had spit coming down my back. I was trying to plug in my computer with my foot. Everything happening at once, and I just had to sit back and laugh on the inside, because I'm like, this is my life, and it's pretty crazy, and it's pretty wonderful. But, you know, it's such a blessing, and whenever I start to feel overwhelmed, that's when I need to just find that time for myself to get back to being grateful and find a way to figure out what I need to do to make everything happen as I want to happen.
Yeah, that's so true. And Allison, I'm still intrigued about that turning point, because was it for you like a gradual awakening, or was it like kind of a moment where you're like, you know what, I'm done. I'm leaving my marriage. I'm giving up my dieting. I'm letting go of my shopping sprees. I'm going to be the real Allison. Or how did that go?
Right. You know, it was such a feeling brewing in me for a long time that this was not the life I wanted. I knew this wasn't the life that I was created to live, but I couldn't actually own the feeling.
Yeah.
So again, you know, I drowned it out in different ways, but at the end of the night, when it was me alone, putting my head down on that pillow and crying to sleep, that's when I felt my truth and my reality. And, you know, I didn't really go into the story, but at that time I was involved in this religious cult. And I knew that I want to get out. I didn't know how I was going to get out. And I knew, to make a long story short, in order to flee my situation, which I was married in that church as well, in order to flee it, I had to leave everything behind in New York City, where I lived for almost 20 years. So I had to start all over from scratch in my mid-30s, and I'm not exaggerating, because I was coming out of a mind-controlled environment, so I literally had to learn how to think for myself again, rebuild my life, and regain my identity. And Saskia, that may sound like a daunting feat, but it was honestly the best thing that ever happened to me. And what gave me the kick to do it, because it had been brewing on my heart for a long time, was when my grandmother, who was my best friend, passed away. And it opened my eyes to how fragile life is and how my life was not my own. And I wanted to regain that ownership. And I always say, in my grandmother's death, she gave me life, because it opened my eyes to, I don't know if I'll have another moment. All I have is right now. And yeah. I need to grasp that moment. And I need to take it back, and I need to make it mine. So that was really my turning point. And it took a huge leap of faith and determination to step out there and do what I did. And I had plenty of chances and opportunities to go back to where I came from. But, I mean, you know, when you reach that turning point, it's like something in you snaps. It's like, I can't go back. Like, I felt like I couldn't look at myself in the mirror and face myself if I went back to that place. So I had to move forward, find me again, and for the first time, truly love me and embrace who I was and how I stood, and that there was nothing to add and nothing to take away.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I always love these stories about at some point, and I truly believe that we've got to take a leap of faith. We really, you know, do it and see that things will show up and universe conspires in our favor and everything like works. Like I said, just buying the tickets when we went to Holland, they were $400 less the day we actually bought them. But as most of you know, when we left Holland, it was an enormous leap of faith 10 years ago. We just gave up everything and followed the voice of my soul coming to America. Like, you got to do it. We came here without jobs, without money. Nobody spoke a word of English, but I just knew, you know, we had to take that leap of faith. And, you know, you took that leap too. And I just only want to encourage everybody, just do it, go for it. And now we're going to a break. And I would love to talk more after the break with our special guest, Alison Spellman. Also, like, how Alison is helping others, you know, following their voice, and talk about the Sheeple Reform School. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai. The healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011. We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia and our special guest, Alison Spellman. And I just have to say that I've never felt so joyous hearing the Christmas music. I'm like, oh, can it be Christmas every week and do a radio show? Gosh, what a joy. But even more so to talk with Alison, and we're having this great conversation about, you know, how to be authentic and live your greatest life when you speak your and be your authentic self. But Alison helps others to do that. And Alison, can you tell us a little bit about the Sheeple Reform School? And I'm always intrigued myself, what does sheeple mean?
I get that question a lot. Well, the obvious is that sheeple is a combination of the words sheep and people. So why did I put these two words together? Well, I started to think about, of course, my own journey and how I was ruled by a herd mentality. And what that is was that I followed the crowd and I unintentionally undermined my own identity and voice. And to me, that's what a sheeple is. And I tell people this story because I think it's interesting. When I first launched Sheeple Reform School, I received an email from a woman who told me that she thought the word sheeple was demeaning and belittling, and she believed I was not putting forth a very conscious statement. And at the end of the day, we talked about it, and we kindly agreed to disagree because our interpretation of the word sheeple is different. And I knew my heart and my intention behind the program, and of course, the farthest thing from wanting to belittle or demean anyone. And what I mean by sheeple is it's not, I'm not insinuating that someone knowingly checks their brain at the door. In fact, sheep aren't not necessarily unintelligent creatures, but rather they throw reasoning to the wind because of their strong herding instinct. Well, guess what? As human beings, we do the same thing. Yeah. And we often suffer when our herd instinct becomes stronger than our intuition. So we too follow the leader, the crowd, society standards, popular opinions, others' expectations for us. And as we mentioned, of course, our own self-created limiting beliefs. It's just human nature to follow. So why I created Sheeple Reform School was I wanted to help women break out of sheeple syndrome, to realize what they are so desperately looking for, that fulfillment it's already within themselves. So instead of turning to all these different devices or different ways to fill an inner void, it's about turning inward, finding your authentic voice, standing grounded in your truth and your power, and celebrating that. And it's just, it's inside you just waiting to be unleashed. So that's what I do. I'm here to help to reveal and unleash the power that is already within you. And many times people may be thinking, well, I'm not a sheeple. And I always challenge them, well, look at your life on a deeper level. Maybe there's things in your life that just don't feel right or go against your internal voice or intuition. You know, really look at your life again. Are you living a life you own or a life of expectations? It's all about uncovering what is lying deep beneath the surface. Again, taking off those layers of the onion to get to the truth of who you are.
So if I hear it well, and it makes so much sense to me, you say, okay, just ask yourself, am I living up to expectations or I really own up to who I am?
Yes. I mean, I think that's a whole other topic of discussion that I see women really struggle with is the difference between truth and illusion. Like many times I use this analogy. It's like we're looking in a funhouse mirror, and you know how an image or your reflection of funhouse mirror is all twisted and distorted. Well, we look in that mirror and we think that that twisted and distorted image is really our actual reality. So we make decisions based on that reflection. So of course, that's anything but the truth. And in Sheeple Reform School, what we do is we look at that funhouse mirror and we reach in and start taking out the truth and leave all the other tainted reflection or interpretation. We leave that behind. We learn from it, leave it behind, and then move forward.
And what is, I mean, I'm curious, what is like an exercise or a first step like we can do if we listen and say, you know what, actually, I want to start living like that. What can we do first?
That's a great question. And a lot of times women come to me and they say, you know, I don't know. Am I settling for less? Am I not living the life that I really want? I feel like it. And I say, well, you know what? Here's a great first exercise. And that's look at your life right now. Go ahead, look at your life. Look at the state of your relationships, the state of your finances, your overall health and well-being, your spirituality. Take a look at all those areas of your life, because whatever you believe is what you're surrounded with right now in your life. Whatever you expect is what you're receiving. And that's a great starting point. And I always say, you know what? Get another thing that another exercise I'm just going to add quickly is I help women get to what I call cloak and dagger beliefs. And that is start looking at the areas of your life that you cover up the truth or the pain that you feel with a sugar-coated way of saying it. Okay, like a cloak. Okay, the cloak part would be, well, you know, I deserve a loving relationship. A cloak covers, right?
Yeah.
So that's the first part. So what's the dagger? Because the dagger is the belief that cuts to the core. So the dagger part may be, but I would be happy if anyone, I'd be happy and amazed if anyone would ever treat me as I deserve. I mean, that's the truth behind it. So let's get through all the stuff like we were just talking about on break. We can say that we deserve things till we're blue in the face, but it really comes down to our belief, and that's what's being attracted into your life. So start looking at your cloak and dagger belief. What are those things that are pulling at your heart and your soul that you feel aren't right, and how are you covering them up?
Right. It's an exercise you can immediately do, actually, right? You can just look around you. But the hard part might be that we have to take responsibility. And that's something, you know, it can be, you know, it can be tough. Allison, we're almost getting to the end. So I want to make sure everybody knows how they can contact you. And if you have a last word of inspiration for every listener here.
Yes, thank you. I'm sad that we're coming to an end. It goes so fast.
I know.
But yes, to learn more about me and my work and also my new book, which would be a great first step to connecting to Source and to your level of higher awareness and connection with yourself, you can go to www.unleashyourvoice.com. And one last word that I want to say to all your wonderful listeners is that you are worthy, just as you are. Worthiness is nothing to prove. It's nothing to be achieved, and it's nothing to work for. You are worthy just by being.
That's a beautiful ending. And I want to say to everybody, we're almost into the Christmas, days, and it fills us with joy. I know there's also stress. So whenever that happens, I would say this is what I use, and it's really great. You're going to take three breaths in and five breaths out. So whenever you feel stressful, take three deep breaths in and five deep breath out. It really works. So for all of you who are listening, you know, we do have an authentic voice. Please follow it. Go for it. I'm so passionate for all of you to help you get on that path. Do it. Do not delay it. Do it for your soul. And on yoursoulguidance.com, I can help you. I have a free program. So if you want to get that, go there now. But I want to thank my special guest, Alison Spellman, today for sharing such great information. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into Your Soul Guidance with me. I had a wonderful time, and I'm sure you too. Join me every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern to Central, 12 Pacific. Have a wonderful week and Merry, Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your soul guidance session with Saskia, visit yoursoulguidance.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.